Hey, it's Michael here from AT Guys, and I want to share with you some information about some exciting products that we have available that may be interesting to you. If any of these sound intriguing, feel free to visit us online at atguys.com or give us a call, 269-216-4798. Our newest product that we have is our accessible power bank. Now, how is a power bank accessible? Well, this power bank will give you the percentage of the battery by using beeps or vibration. It's very slim and not too heavy at all. Across the top, going from left to right, is a standard USB Type A port. That's the bigger one that we're all used to. In the middle is a USB Type C port. That's the type of cable that can be plugged in either way, so you don't have to worry about how it goes. And there's a micro USB on the right. Now, the micro USB and the USB Type C can charge the device, and not the micro USB, but the USB Type C will allow you to charge other devices. For example, I have the Blindshell Classic 2, a product we'll talk about in a moment, plugged into the power bank right now using the USB Type-C cable. On the left, the USB Type-A will let you plug in other devices, such as an iPhone with a USB-A to Lightning cable, or I do know a couple of people that use it to keep their Victors charged. Now, the power bank does come in at $75 for the 10,000 milliamp battery pack, and the power bank for $20,000 comes in at $99. On the right edge of the power bank is a button that you can press to quickly hear the status of the battery. That tells me that I have between 50 and 75% battery, and I am good to go to charge this Blindshell Classic 2 phone that I have here. Speaking of the Blindshell Classic 2, I have one sitting right next to me, and I want to give you a real quick demonstration of it after I talk to you about how this device is laid out. Now, the Blindshell Classic 2 is a phone that will only work on T-Mobile services in the United States, and the phone is an open-face phone. That means it doesn't flip or slide, the buttons are exposed. We do offer a couple of cases we'll talk about in a moment. At the very top edge of the phone, on the left-hand side is a headphone jack, and on the right-hand side is a flashlight if you need it. The front of the phone consists of a screen that is not a touchscreen, followed by six rows of buttons. The first two, going from left to right, include a dot feeling button. This is your info button, where you can get notifications, battery status, and Bluetooth status, as well as connection. To the right of that is a horizontal line. That's your up button. And to the right of that button on the top row on the right hand side is another dot button, and this is probably my favorite button. This button will repeat the last thing that the phone said, and if you press and hold it, it'll also spell the last thing that the phone said. On the second row on the left hand side, you'll feel a bigger O-shaped button. This is a green button for those who can see and will allow you to answer calls. It'll also allow you to press OK on different menu options. Demo to come in a moment. To the right of that is a horizontal line that's used as your down button. And to the right of that is a slanted line. People tell me that it looks like a slash. It is red for those who can see. And this is your back or cancel button. If you pick up the phone from us, the first thing you'll do after you get it all configured with your wireless provider, or even before if you want, is press and hold that slanted line button or the back button for a couple of seconds. You'll feel a brief vibration, and then 30 seconds later, you'll hear the intro melody. Now, if you press and hold this back button from anywhere on the phone, you'll hear something like
7:04 a.m.,
which is the current time, and then you can press the down button to get to things like
call, 1 of 7. Messages, 2 of 7. Contacts, 3 of 7. Applications, 4 of 7. Settings, 5 of 7. Manual, 6 of 7. Turn off the phone, 7 of 7.
That higher pitch beep tells you that you're at the last item in the menu, either going down or going up. And if you wanted to choose any of these options, you'd simply press the left button on the second row that feels like a big O, so you could hear something like,
do you want to turn off the phone? 1 of 1.
And I'm going to go ahead and turn that off by pressing the OK button again.
The phone is now off.
Now, on the right edge of the phone is a button you can press once that will allow you to get to your favorite applications, or if you press and hold it, depending on where you are, if you're entering text, then it will give you the ability to dictate that text and have it typed out for you, or if you need to open an application quickly, you can press and hold that side button in order to open your applications. On the left edge of the phone is a larger vertical button that is your volume key. Pressing the top of it will turn the volume up, and pressing the bottom of it will turn the volume down. On the very back of the phone, you can remove the battery, but there is a button towards the top. It's slightly recessed and is circular. This is your SOS button. You can assign this to a loved one or an emergency contact if you wanted to. That way, all you have to do is press and hold that button in order to call someone if there's an emergency. The phone comes in at $489. We do offer a flip case, which flips over the front and covers it. It flips open to the left, and you can tuck the flip part behind the phone. That includes a wallet slot if you want to add ID or debit cards or something to it. And that case is $35. And we offer an $18 case as well that covers the back and sides. Yes, all of the buttons and ports are exposed when it's in the case, so you don't have to take it out of the case to use it. I do recommend, if you get the flip case, that you take the phone out of the case if you use the cradle that comes with the phone, because otherwise it won't fit. Those are available again at atguys.com or 269-216-4798. The next product I want to talk to you about today is our Bluetooth folding keyboard. This will allow you to connect it to Bluetooth supported devices, and it will allow you to fold it up into the size of a small paperback book or unfold it, and then you can start typing. It is a full size keyboard minus the number pad. And the beautiful thing about this Bluetooth keyboard is the fact that if it's folded up, then it's turned off. If you unfold it, then it's turned on. No fiddling with buttons or switches in order to find out if the Bluetooth keyboard is on, and this is by a company called Pluggable. It's our folding Bluetooth keyboard at $54.95. During the 2021 convention, we released a new product called the Versa Slate. This is a paperless slate and stylus, and it comes in two different models. How it works is like a standard slate and stylus, except for instead of poking holes through paper, you're pushing pins out of the back of the slate. Now, the slate comes in a four-line 20-cell model, which means you have a total of 80 cells, and it also comes in a two-line 12-cell model, which means you have a total of 24 cells. The Versa Slate allows you to quickly enter text to take notes down, and when you're done, you simply flip the device over, use the buttons on the back to clear it out, and then you can use the device again. Because it's fully mechanical, it does not require batteries, nor will it allow you to electronically transfer data to your computer. The 4-line 20-cell model is $120, and the 2-line 12-cell model is $60. We offer cases for all of your blindness-related products, and we also offer the Orbit line of products as well. We'll wrap today up talking about our Bluetooth speakers. We have the Tribbett Stormbox 24-watt speaker. This is the smaller of the two. It'll fill up a middle-sized room. Does have a line-in jack, so it'll give those Victors of yours a little bit cleaner audio and a lot of bit more volume. We also have the Tribbett Stormbox 40-watt speaker. Does not have a line-in, but it does offer a power bank on the bottom of it if you want to charge your devices. The 24-watt speaker is $69, and the 40-watt speaker is $119.99. Now, do be aware that you can pair two of the 40-watt speakers for true stereo, or two of the 24-watt speakers for two asynchronous mono connections. We have the Shox headsets, formerly Aftershocks, that use bone conduction technology in combination with Bluetooth to allow you to hear your devices while listening to your environment around you. In addition, we also have a single ear headset that has a noise isolation boom microphone called the Storm single ear headset. You can wear it on either the left or right ear, and a microphone comes down in front of your mouth to isolate the sound from the room so people can clearly hear you. If you go to atguys.com, that's alphatangoGUYS.com, you can select the link that says view all products, or of course, give us a call, 269-216-4798.